Hello, Debbie. Hello, Anna.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, hi.
And VBS is here.
And we are live.
Yes.
We are live. Rock and roll. So live here on this Monday, August 19th, 2019. Welcome all to the Monday evening.
We can barely hear you, buddy.
Conscious Soul Timecast radio show with Jim Cree and Terry Brown in Sedona. Another call in. Welcome to the call. Please stay in my location.
Hi, hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hey, hi.
Welcome to the call, Don.
Hey,
what?
I just wondered who said hi. Is that a Prudy?
No, Debbie.
Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Don.
Hi, so you're breaking up a little bit. To me, anyway.
Put my headset on. Is this better?
I'm not sure yet. Tell me something interesting.
Bunch of time.
No, you're still breaking up. Yeah, you're breaking
and
up. No, you're okay. Bad. Yeah, you sound bad. I don't have to tell you. How about you, Debbie? You sound okay to you?
Called in.
No, you're cutting in and out. You might want to dial back in, Heis.
Yeah, I hear Debbie okay.
Yeah, but I've done it already 15 times, so if I hang up, I'm afraid it's not going to work.
Oh, all right, honey. Never mind. Stay there.
Well, you take the mic and you the
okay,
folks.
I got it. Welcome to Monday Night Call. If you'd like to, please say your name.
Nick from Perth.
Nick from Perth.
Hey, guys.
Nick, welcome to the call.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Don.
Anybody else?
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Shirley from Columbus.
Hi, Shirley. Welcome to the call.
Hi. Thank you.
I just had a bad connection. I used to call him back in. What's new in Australia? What's new in Australia, Nick?
Not much, mate. A lot of energy shifts, a lot of things happening in the last couple of months energetically, and which is pretty cool. But Australia's pretty good. It's pretty quiet.
That's good. No news is good news, right?
I don't watch the news, so I couldn't keep you up to date on
that.
That
is no news.
Exactly.
The best kind of no news. Welcome to the Monday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yeah, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Jane, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello.
Don, you were almost about to say welcome to Whole Planet Healing, weren't you?
Yeah, I was there. I probably will again. I said a bad connection, so I'm trying to call back in.
Hello, Wynn. How are you today?
Hello, Don.
Hi, guys. That sounds better.
Okay, good.
Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location, Ice?
Well, I thank you all for being here and those listening in on PBS Radio. Thank you for being here and participating.
Well, we love you, Ice.
Say your name and location.
Dr.
Hi,
Art,
Jennifer
from Virginia.
Greensburg, PA.
Dr. Jennifer.
Hello, Dr. Art. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Don.
Roger in Austin.
Hey, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
Donald Dick Newsom. BBS.
Yeah, you just want to hear it again. We love you, Hives.
Hey, are we live yet, Don?
Yes, we're live.
Never keep this the ball rolling.
No,
so in case earlier it was not recorded, I mentioned that today it is Monday, August 19th, 2019, and we have 1 hour with Wynn Free and Terry Brown in Sedona, Arizona. And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. More people joined in here. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Good morning, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Terry.
Hello. Hi, Nick.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, today. Hi, Nick.
God bless you all. God bless you.
So glad when you come on with us. That's great.
Gives us an international flair. Of course, so is Heist.
That's right. Yeah, Heist.
You know, Nick, I don't know if you know this, but Americans trust people with British accents.
He doesn't have a British accent.
Australian.
He's an Australian accent.
Well, he's close enough, his accent.
Australian accent
even better.
Really cute.
British Empire.
That's
totally true.
Do you guys ever go to...
I don't automatically anymore.
You ever go to home shows and county fairs? Anybody?
Yeah, sure.
You know, yeah. There's always people. They're called pitch people. They have chamois, whammies, brooms, you know, whatever. And, you know, the people, they try to hire people with British accents because they do better.
Huh, I'll be darned. They seem more sophisticated.
They couldn't sell in England.
Probably.
No, that's not it. It's like...
I wonder if in... And they have other people with that different type of accent to sell things.
Now, who knows? Maybe Americans can sell better in Australia, but I doubt it. But, you know, I think it's subconsciously, it has to do with class, you know.
Yeah.
And England, there's a whole thing of class and sir.
And
I mean, look at sir. Sir is a word of deference to another person. Like they're better than you, subconsciously.
Right?
It's being respectful. It's being respectful.
My liege.
Yep.
I was brought up as a child to address adults as sir.
And that's very nice.
Is that right? Who was saying that? Roger?
Yeah, that's Roger. Yeah.
Oh, he's
right. It's not they're better than you. It's that you were
never called me sir, Roger.
No, that's very nice, and that's respectful.
I might call somebody sir. You know, oftentimes you want somebody to pay attention to you. Excuse me, sir, where is the toothpaste?
Yeah. Right? Using it differently, I think.
Using it differently. But I think if you, I don't know this for sure, but if you look at I think it's called the etymology of the word, I'll bet you it stems from deference, you know?
Probably.
Like a sir would be a higher ranking person in class structure.
Somebody was knighted in
class,
Britain.
Yeah.
Sir, you had knighted, have a title of sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like when somebody's knighted, Sir Paul McCartney, right?
Right.
Or yeah. So there you go. That's kind of the proof of it.
Elton and Mick Jagger are in there too, I think. They're sirs.
Sir.
Really lowered the value of the title. Jagger gets it.
No, I do believe John Lennon rejected his knighthood. Is that true?
I think you're right. I think you're right.
And
Paul McCartney was the rebel.
He would have had to be consistent with his.
Completely against all conventionality, you know.
Royal.
Kind of the epitome of conventionality.
Listen, in honor of Helen just checking in, could we all just do a Could we all just do a short giggle?
I can't giggle. Lady Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Helen, yeah.
No comment.
Madam.
Helen, are you going to say hello to us all?
Hello. I love you all.
Hello.
She's a higher class, I guess.
She's a higher class. Yeah. My days are not good unless I can hear your voices.
That's right. It's the perfect end to your day.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I find it's perfect to go to sleep after. Yeah. Great.
Now is Lauren's not here, is he?
Who?
Lauren. You have to close to your microphone.
Lauren, I've not heard him.
You want me to get closer to my mic?
You're too close.
No,
Rackley.
Okay, is that better?
Is that better? Yeah.
You get too enthusiastic, Wynn, and you get in there.
And you start crackling.
All right. It's better.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, everyone. It's Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hey,
hi. Prudy.
Hey.
Madam Prudy to the rescue.
Lady Prudy.
Mademoiselle.
You know, Prudy thinks that she was around in the time of Jesus and might have been helping Jesus.
Cool.
I could believe
it. Prudy.
What are you asking?
We don't have any confirmation of that.
Right.
But I could believe it because she's so dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep. You're right.
I'm even thinking most of it was around, what was the crazy guy's name? Ben Franklin.
Yeah. Were you around Ben Franklin?
I don't know.
Again, that's a good feeling that I have.
Oh, really?
Oh, you know what? Well, I wouldn't be surprised, you know?
Didn't Jesus have Ben in his name? Jesus Ben Joseph or something like that?
Yeah.
And Ben means this sent off.
Sent off, yeah.
Yeshua. Yeshua Ben Joseph.
Yeshua Ben Joseph.
Yeshua.
Yeshua Ben Joseph.
Well, Kimberly mentioned that. And it was mentioned mm-hmm. before, too.
You've had that mentioned twice. That's interesting.
Did you guys, by the way, if anyone's listening on VBS, we usually get started, but this is actually getting started because it's hard to explain this, but this group has been infected, but not with a virus. They've been infected with, whatever word I use is not the right word, because you can't put it in vocabulary, but we can say spirit, okay? Spirit. And there's an energy on this call. Now, if anyone's listening for the first time, you may not feel this sense of camaraderie. You probably won't. In fact, in the worst case, you'll think we're a clique and you won't come back. But that's not true. Everyone that's on this call came in kind of tentatively, I think is the right word, tentatively.
Wandered.
Is this for real? And then over time, there's an energy that shifts. You can't explain it until it happens to you. So don't go away too quick. Don't dismiss us too quickly. Because some people say they've been looking for this all their life. But there's an interesting phenomena. We all are looking for something. We all want something to come into our life. Like, there's Big Ben. But one of the things I've noticed is sometimes the thing you've been looking for comes in, and it comes in so easily. Wait a second. I'm going to...
Muted. This conference is being recorded.
This is August 19th, 2019. Right? Yeah, 19th.
Yes.
Wynn and Terry in Sedona, are you there, Wynn?
Wynn is here, yes.
Oh, is Terry here? I'm testing Terry. We're going to see how long it takes her. Uh-oh, she's muted on the console. How can that be? Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry. This is the big test to see how long it takes Terry. Terry,
I
to unmute herself.
I don't see her, Wynn. She's not here.
Yes, she is. I see her. She's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 from the bottom.
That's me.
No, it's not. It's her phone number. Well,
is your console active?
Yes. You don't see Terry's phone number? She's
correct.
Right.
She's not a moderator. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, she's not a moderator. Terry, and she's still not talking.
Yeah.
She's running around scurrying, and she's saying, I'm doing it again. I can't find my mute button. Now, you know, I could say Terry was my sidekick, but I think I'm her sidekick. And she's like a dog I used. Now, you're not like a dog. That's not a good image, not a nice image. But I had a dog once that was really smart, but always would act dumb. Okay? And so I didn't expect too much of her. Terry, are you there? All right. Now, Debbie Ensign is on the call. Let's see where Debbie is. She checked in early.
Up close to the top.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Wynn.
Just here.
So I keep meaning to do something, and I'm going to remember to do it tonight, unless you want to do it, okay?
I'm going to let you do it. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not touching that.
Debbie sends me jokes sometimes, and she sends good jokes, all right? And I keep meaning to read her jokes, and I'm finally remembering. So I think when I read jokes, I like to unmute people. So we have a laugh track. Hopefully.
Unmuted.
Now, let's see. Man, you guys are so quiet. What's going on? All right. So, you know what jokes I'm going to read, Debbie?
No, I don't recall. So you just go for it. Go wing it, Wynn.
I mean, you have a really great voice for jokes, you know.
Well, thank you, but those were like days ago, and I don't know where they are. I have no idea.
This is headlined, The 15 Funniest Church Bulletin Bloopers. Are you guys ready?
Tell them they're all signs and everything, you know, right?
Close to your mic, Wynn.
What's that, guys?
You have to close to the mic.
Closer to my mic? Now, before you complain, get further away from my mic. God. All right. The Low Self-Esteem Support Group will meet Thursday at 7 p.m. Please use the back door.
Yep. Yep.
I'm smiling. Can you hear my smile? There you go.
Yep.
Okay.
Bertha Belch, a missionary from Africa,
will be speaking tonight. Come here, Bertha Belch, all the way from Africa. Weight Watchers will meet at 7 p.m. Please use the large double door at the side entrance. Ushers will eat latecomers.
What will eat latecomers?
Ushers. Ushers.
Ushers will eat latecomers.
I think it was supposed to be seat latecomers.
Okay.
Next Thursday, there will be tryouts for the choir. They will need all the help they can get. The outreach committee has enlisted 25 visitors to make calls on people who are not afflicted with any church.
So instead of affiliated, it's afflicted. There you go.
Dennis. Right, right.
Good.
Pastor is on vacation. Massages can be given by to the church secretary. Potluck supper, prayer and meditation to follow. This being Easter Sunday, we will ask Mrs. Lewis to come forward and lay an egg on the altar. Now, you know what? I don't get this one, okay? Let's see, maybe. A bean supper will be held on Tuesday evening in the church hall. Music will follow.
Oh, they're tooting. They're farting all over the place. That's the music out the rear end. There you go.
Right. That's what it means, right?
Yeah.
Out the rear end.
Out the rear end. Music to follow.
The trumpets. Ladies, don't forget the rummage sale. It's a chance to get rid of those things not worth keeping around the house. Bring your husbands. It's a good one. Announcement in the church bulletin for a national prayer and fasting conference. The cost for attending the fasting and prayer conference includes meals.
What is it?
Ladies Bible study will be held Thursday morning at 10 a.m. All ladies are invited to lunch in the fellowship hall after the BS is done. Thank you, Debbie. Your jokes do not go unappreciated.
Oh, well, it made me laugh. I thought I'd have to pass it on. It's easier if everybody can see those signs, because those are actual signs that they, you know, I'm sure everybody's seen, you know, that in their email or ones like that. But they're actual signs that go up, you know, usually in front of churches and things, you know, just to be funny. But sometimes they're boo-boos, and that makes them even more funny. Yeah. Hmm.
Well, I wanted to mention something that I think is, I don't think it's amazing, but I think it is, how would I say it? It is, I don't know the right word. I'll just say it's not amazing, but it's, in fact, it should be ordinary. But, you know, after after our Whole Planet Healing calls every night, we always have the lines open, and I invite people to stay on the line, right? And a few days ago, somebody that comes to our calls regularly called me and said, "Flynn, you know, I wish you would say we leave what we do not leave at the end of the call." And you guys know, oftentimes the Elohim say that, right? Right?
Right.
Right. Right. Okay.
Right.
I'm making sure somebody's listening. Okay. So I did it a couple of times. And then they called Terry up and they said, they've been staying on the call after the call and they're getting messages from the Elohim. Now, I am always a little hesitant to validate that somebody's getting messages from the Elohim. But it has happened. In fact, one time I was in L.A. Terry, are you talkative yet? Can we hear you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Did you hear me calling? Did you hear me calling for you before?
I did, but I got the new phone and I couldn't figure out how to get to the new unmute screen.
How about the button on your headset?
Does that fit?
Yeah, not only does that answer the phone.
Okay.
But it's like a mute unmute button.
Okay.
When the phone isn't ringing.
Yeah.
So, I had a feeling that he really was getting messages, okay? I can validate it with our sources, but can anyone guess who it was?
Morgan?
Morgan?
That's my guess.
Nope. Good guess, though. Anyone else? You know, some years ago, and some of you probably remember this, we had a person coming into our calls regularly who she had a lot of Native American energy to her. And she was also kind of crazy. I mean, she was always getting messages from, I'm not saying she was, but whoever was talking to her, Archangel Michael, or this person and that person, and then one time she was on the call, and she actually started channeling, and I felt the energy signature of the Elohim, and it blew me away. We kept it up. Someday I'll play that call back. Because we kept it up the whole call. And, you know, channeling is not quite as mysterious as you think. And I'd be willing to bet that if some of you tried this, you'd be surprised at what happens. Because I remember when I used to go to the spiritual teacher years ago, and I would feel this really high vibe in the room. I would go home, and I would write a song immediately, a really inspired song that would just flow through me, you know, and with really high-minded lyrics. And it was a form of channeling. You know, the word channeling, the vocabulary screws it up because there's two kinds of channelings, actually. I mean, aside from beings coming through in all different dimensions, aside from negative beings coming through, which can happen, and particularly if they're imitating positive beings, there are two other distinctions in channeling. One is trance channeling, and one is conscious channeling. Now, in trance channeling, the person shuts their mind down, and another being speaks through them. And they're not really there. Edgar Cayce did trance channeling. And they actually told Edgar Cayce that if he did conscious channeling, he would screw it up because he had too many negative patterns in his track that would interfere. Now, that might surprise you if you're a student of Edgar Cayce's, but it might not surprise you if you're a student of David Wilcox, okay? because, you know, David was doing conscious channeling. And now Terry vacillates. If you guys notice when Terry channels, oftentimes there's a lot of bleed through. Have you guys noticed that? Do you know the difference?
Mm-hmm. I noticed that.
Pardon me? What did somebody say? Never mind. Bleed through, and that's where Terry is her conscious mind is still present when she's channeling. And instead of getting words being fed through her directly, she's getting concepts, and she's turning the concepts into words, usually. And when she's talking, you know, her conscious mind knows some of the answers to questions, and it will come in and be part of the answer. But she's got such a beautiful conscious mind that I can't think of it having being negative, you know? But people, and maybe it's just as valid as the other stuff. Maybe. What do you think, Terry?
I'm listening.
I mean,
they give me a concept, and then I use examples. You know, they're coming through me, and then. There are examples that I've run across
in here. They use examples that you know about, right?
Yeah, but they're
kind of helping direct it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, very early on, when I would do some of my first sessions with Terry, I would be thinking, maybe she's making it up. Because she was much slower, she would always say, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. And sometimes people would think she's trying to think of what to say next.
Well, you know? I get fights with them. I'd say, well, you know, I don't think that's right. They think it's right. I'd say, but I don't think it's right. Well, it's right. Yeah, I go ahead.
Yeah.
As soon as we finish, I go look it up on the internet, and they'd be right.
And then sometimes she would do something that would really throw me for a loop, because there's a famous time she said something in a foreign language.
What is that?
And no one knew what she said, except one person.
Including me.
Did you guys hear that story?
Yeah, and they were saying hello to her.
Yeah, they were saying hello to that person in Turkey, right?
In Turkey.
Right.
So these things constantly happen. And, you know, if you sit and observe it long enough, you have to become a believer. I mean, you don't have to, but... Now, let's see, who's making all that noise there? Oh, that's Prudence.
Ah, sorry.
I'm going to unmute you. Jeez.
Okay.
So, by the way, the person that they were talking to, anyone else want to take a guess? Lauren. Mm-hmm. And I told Lauren, I was hoping he'd be on tonight because I was going to talk to him about it. Because he says he never leaves the call early. He goes into a state. Spaces out, and they give him messages. And, you know, I'm not surprised, because they like, this is something, from the first time Lauren was on this call, they had a special affinity with him, because he had the ability to understand some of the really sophisticated explanations for things. And even sometimes better than me. But, you know, he is smarter than me in science. Far smarter, you know? I mean, I was out flying kites and he was, you know, discovering AC. So no one gets that, do they?
Yeah, I get it.
Anyone else get it?
Yeah.
So was it a private message to him?
What's that?
Was it private, the message, like just meant for him?
I don't know yet, because we didn't go into a long enough discussion about it. I bet they were discussing scientific things, okay? Because, you know, some of the ways they explain things are so amazing. And actually, even myself, I start thinking about things in terms of frequencies. Like I know, like, we were around this one person, Terry and I, who was in our house. And I couldn't stand it. She had all these negative agendas, and I was feeling all of her frequencies all the time. And eventually, I stopped talking to her completely. I tried to make her not be here. It still didn't work. I mean, it worked better than trying to talk to her. But I could still feel her frequencies. And I couldn't wait to get out of the house. And Terry kept telling me, why aren't you nice to this person? you know, and we were getting into fights about it. And finally, Terry shifted. And we actually had to get a restraining order to get her out of the house the next day because she was stealing things. And at one point, she stole something really valuable from Terry. And there's no one else, there's no other way it could have disappeared. And then Terry said, okay. And then Terry stopped talking to her because she had a way of calming. Or she had a way of kind of a fake friendliness that made you feel like she liked you. I never did that to me, but it did it with Terry. And Terry starts thinking that she's really helping this person. And then the person acts like, oh, you're really helping me. But it's all a con to stay engaged. At least from my perception, it was all a con to stay engaged. And I realized that. And I just cut off. And then, who was that? Was that Roger?
Sorry about that.
You know, Roger, I try to tell people we're not a clique. Now you start clicking.
Idle hands.
Well, I thought on the internet today where we had a beautiful set of lawn furniture, the table and chairs, and she disappeared. It just disappeared under the guise of cleaning. And all this stuff kept just disappearing. I just didn't get it, you know. It's like,
I kept telling Terry, don't leave your credit card out on the dining room table. Don't leave your wallet. Lock your car, you know?
Because yeah, I do it. But every now and then, I mean, she'd go into my car and she'd clean it out. And it's like, oh, yeah, what happened to my car there? Oh, yeah, well, I cleaned it up. But then stuff would disappear, like my charge cord. I'd say, do you have my charge cord? Oh, yeah. Put it back.
And she used to tell us, and I'm just telling you how silly we can be. I mean, I have my own stuff, okay? And Terry has her own stuff. And we're humans. And I don't try to be any bigger than I am. But what was I thinking? Terry, my mind went blank.
Well, she'd say stuff like, I took her to breakfast for a little while. And she'd say stuff to me like, my goal is to clean out, my goal is to empty your house. I stopped taking her to breakfast after she came back.
What did she say?
She said, my goal is to empty your house.
Not only that, she was talking to Terry in kind of a braggadocio manner, and she said, you know, I just go to restaurants and order something and charge it to somebody's room.
Yeah.
And Terry said,
I don't think that's right. And she said, oh, I only do it for large corporations. And I said, that means we can't ever become a large corporation. And she said, oh, well, I'm going to be gone soon anyway.
So, we did a channeling this morning to ask the Elohim about it. And they didn't want to answer. They said, that's a 3D problem. You know?
Yeah, but it's like, it's funny because they are very bored by, you know, some of this 3D stuff. They're just real bored. It's like, it's off purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't lift the vibration, and in this situation, actually, I'll tell you how this works. You know, I could have insisted that she left at any time. And do I see Willow there? Willow, are you there? Come on, Willow. All right.
Well, I insisted that she left at one point.
Who did?
I insisted that she leave at one point. I wrote it up and I sent her a certified letter and all kinds of stuff. And she's caring. I have no money. I can't. I have no money. And, you know, looking at me with these dull eyes. I'm like, oh, okay. Then, when she got arrested for stealing, she offered $10,000 cash to be able to get out of it.
Yeah, finally, finally we got a call from the sheriff, and they were looking for her because apparently she had stolen something from someone else. She said she was driving a car every night, an Uber, to make money. But I think she was trying to affiliate with people. And you know, one of the reasons we ended up with her is because she had been coming into our calls for 3 years. And when Terry was in the hospital, and she knew, you know, Terry was in the hospital, she had contacted us and said she had broken up with her boyfriend and she had no place to go, so maybe she'll come help take care of Terry. And I couldn't imagine her being as bad as she was after coming.
So either. She came and she was helping me in infusions every day.
She was helping Terry. Terry had to do these home infusions of antibiotics every day for about 6 weeks. And she volunteered to do it every morning. And, I mean, I can see why Terry bonded with her. And because Terry was so weak and she was seemingly so nice. And it was amazing how I think they said she might have had two beings in her, and you know, the good one and the bad one.
Yeah, I don't think we should go into that. That's private.
Okay. Well, I didn't say who she was, so it's just I'm not violating her. I'm talking about it just like it's one of the explanations why people can be
two-faced
or two-sided, you know? And that's what they said in this circumstance. And that makes them really good because the good side is really authentically good, And the bad side is really authentically bad, right? And I suppose if her conscious mind could recognize it, she might be able to overcome it, moderate it with her conscious mind. But I don't think she could recognize it. So, you know what? See, we filled this call with just rambling conversation. Let me ask you, how many of you, see if anyone else, because people sometimes don't like to tell these things, how many of you have had some kind of experience in the space after the call?
Sometimes.
So, is that Don? Let's see. Would you like to share? Oh, that was Roger. Was that Roger?
Nope.
Who said,
this is Raiden. I said the word sometimes. I said it's such low tones, I was just kind of talking to myself. It depends on how preoccupied I am about doing agenda, like feeding myself or other criteria that's, you know, pressing in the 3D.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm in the zone, so to speak, from the call and everything, I've fallen right to sleep and with some really nice situations.
Now, were you getting verbal communication or were you getting pictures?
Little of both at different times, and it's like a quiet voice. It's the closest thing I could think of is it's like kind of like yourself talking to you or something, or a parent talking to a child, you know. There's not a, you know, there's a thread of just truth that comes through it, not any kind of an incrimination, self-condemnation aspects to it or anything.
How many of you have felt energy all through your body during a call?
I have.
I have.
How many of you have felt a particular chakra open up during a call?
I have.
I just want to say, I'm not doing that. Although, I mean, early on they said something, which at the time they said it, I didn't have the experience of it. Or if I did, I didn't identify it this way. But they said that we can be a repeating station for them, where their energy is moving through us into the world. Now, you know, when you get into the law of one and you say their energy, it's really not their energy. It's your energy. And your energy is their energy. But we come to that point of communion where we know we're separate because we have a body, and our body is, you know, a separate, discrete thing. And our bodies, you know, they're discrete. And then we have an energy field. And then when we... open up, they can move into our energy field. Now, you see, they pay attention to me, and I, as soon as I start saying that, I feel them doing it, right? You guys can feel it, right? And I started to notice that on the calls. You know, early on, I said, No, it's not just about them channeling. They're moving into my field, and then they're moving into everyone else's field, and I'm kind of being the leader or the reference point, but I'm really not doing it consciously. Now, if I wanted to be a ascended master, I could say, that's me. And people do that. And I think they'll allow that because they're so happy to move into people's fields and lift the vibration that they can permit a little bit of egocentricity to let that happen. And but it's amazing to have that experience, to feel their energy moving into me. And we've gone through a whole hour now. How's that? I don't have to worry what the call's supposed to be about.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. You know, I'm helping somebody with a court case, and I probably have to go to court with them. Now, I'll tell you, I wouldn't, not that long ago, I would have never done something like this. I would be so intimidated by authority structures. And I was such a rebel to authority. And starting when I was young, I was that way. And I would just try to duck under the radar and hope I never got noticed. And is anybody like that? Any of you out here?
Me.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
I won't tell.
You won't? Okay. Raiden, are you owning up to this one?
Pardon?
Are you owning up to this one?
What? Say it again.
Wake up!
Andy's
come on!
Fly under the radar, there. I think he's trying to fly under the radar.
I was talking about.
I was listening and looking at the sun, and then the Sabalinas came right by me and startled me. Like, you know, I was. Too much input at once.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I talked to Raiden this morning, and I suggested, I thought it would be really good for his karma to tell the story of his past lifetime. Do you guys know who Raiden was?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, at this point, I am sure he was this guy. And what happened was, I went onto a YouTube, and I actually watched a YouTube, an hour-long YouTube that was really long, that told the story of this person, who has actually had television shows, television series about them, okay? And you know, Raiden mentioned it when we first met him. And, you know, I wasn't sure. And then I looked the guy up and I said, well, you know, he does look like Raiden. And then I've gotten to know Raiden's patterns and how restless he can be. And it was a pattern of that person. And he was... But when I watched this video of the person, I actually had tears in my eyes.
Oh.
Because I could feel Raiden so strongly. And the lifetime caused him a huge amount of pain and suffering in this lifetime. And early on, we talked about it. And I don't want to, I said we're going to do this, and he didn't agree, but he didn't disagree, but I don't want to violate his sovereignty. But I can tell you who he was. He was Now that I watched that video, when I said, oh, shut up, Jennifer. When I watch this video, and I talk about it now, I get tears in my eyes again.
Time to heal the planet.
And Raiden was Kit Carson. And, of course, probably most of you don't know anything about Kit Carson, except that he had a TV show, or a TV show about him. But
it's 7 o'clock, Wayne.
I know, we're going to go. We got to start a whole planet healing. Thank you, Raiden, for letting me ramble on, okay?
Okay, blessing.
And you're not mad at me. You're not mad at me, are you?
No.
Okay. No. We'll see you guys in a moment.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Bye, Terry. Goodbye, Wayne. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Praise and blessings for you all.
Goodbye.